Most days, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina no longer leads the national news. But for New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, getting his city back on track is priority one, and it will be for a long time. Whole stretches of the city, the Lower Ninth Ward, Lakeview, and New Orleans East remain uninhabitable, lacking most utilities and services. By one city estimate, as many as 50,000 homes will have to be demolished. Mayor Nagin is in Washington today lobbying Congress and the Bush administration for help. He stopped by our studios and he says relief efforts have lost momentum.
You know, right after the event, you know, thereafter when the images were coming out, there seemed to have been lots of sympathy and will to do a lot for the city of New Orleans. And at some point it changed. So now we seem to be in this holding pattern. And I'm trying to get us unstuck as best we can.
Now, while you're in this sort of holding pattern, you've got this interesting racial dynamic in your city.
Yes.
Many of the poor black residents who fled can't get back.
Yes.
And yet there is an influx of Latino workers,
yes.
And for many of those workers, it's a big payday. They're earning up to $20 an hour.
Yes.
I understand this concerns you.
It concerns me a lot because, you know, New Orleans has changed economically, whereas pre-Katrina, we had a tourist-based economy that basically was $5, $6 an hour with not a lot of benefits. Now, people are being paid $18, $20, $25 an hour, and the people from New Orleans, I want to make sure that we take advantage of that. I don't have anything against Latinos, don't get me wrong, and I think there's enough work to go around for everyone. But I think right now the preference is on hiring people that are not from New Orleans, and I just don't think that's right.
Now, you say that you don't have anything against Latinos, but you recently spoke at a Back to Business forum, and you said, how do I make sure New Orleans is not overrun by Mexican workers?
Right.
You posed that question
right.
at that forum, and it seems like with a statement like that, you're heading into very tricky territory there. Some see that statement as racially insensitive. What if someone said, how do I prevent my city from being overrun by black workers?
Well, I think people need to take it in the context of what we were dealing with. That forum was basically a forum to discuss how business people from New Orleans could, you know, prosper and take advantage of these opportunities. And I wanted to make sure that the mix of contractors and subcontractors started to change so local folks could get in the mix. And as locals get a shot, we're going to have to be more comfortable with working next to someone who doesn't necessarily look like us, whether they be white, whether they be black, whether they be Latino.
Now, beyond the issue of race, there is the issue of poverty in
yes.
New Orleans. And it seems like this would really test the imagination of a city leader because, this, you know, in an utopian environment, you would hope to create a city that was free of poverty. And actually, some are talking about this, that this is a chance to clean up New Orleans, a clean sweep. So what do you do to make sure that people who were living on the edge find a way to get back to that city?
Well, you know, that's a great debate. You know, I have people spread out throughout this country in 44 different states. Before Katrina hit, 30% of my population lived at or below the poverty level. And we, quite frankly, could not handle that effectively. City of New Orleans was underfunded in a lot of respects, and we could not provide the types of services based upon the federal support and the state support that we had. So now, everyone in New Orleans that has moved is getting better services, I'm convinced. And I'm hopeful that as they improve their lives and we get back on our feet and we build a better New Orleans, that they will come back more able to move up the economic ladder, more able to take some of the high-paying jobs that are available.
So you're hoping that there will be this pilgrimage, that they will go out and prosper and eventually return to New Orleans.
There's no doubt about it. It's already happening. I'm hearing stories of young men, 15, 16-year-old, which was the population that we were having the most problem with from a violent crime standpoint, that were dropping out of school, that are now in Texas somewhere, for example, and have re-enrolled in school. And there's all this self-help and self-improvement going on.
It seems like time is not on your side, though, because the longer it takes to get services to really any area of the
yeah.
city, the harder it is to bring people back because they've moved on. They've
yeah.
established themselves someplace else.
It is the ultimate dilemma that we face. The thing that I lean on is truth. I try and get as much truth out there as possible. And I also lean on the fact that even if people settle down for a minute, New Orleans is such a unique place. It has such a magnetism to it that at some point in time, the diehard New Orleanians will find their way back.
Is there a model you can look to, either a political model, a municipal model? Is this ever, in modern times that you could look to, some sort of playbook and say, how do I do this?
There is not. And look, I didn't sign up for this. This is my first time being in political office. I came in to clean up a little corruption and, fix the finances of the city and maybe fix the school system. But never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined myself as being in the middle of the largest the cleanup of the largest natural disaster in the history of the country. I don't get the Giuliani pass. People have tried to compare me to Giuliani, and I keep trying to remind them that when 9/11 happened, it was a traumatic event, and he did an outstanding job. But to compare that to New Orleans, where Manhattan, a small part of Manhattan, was hit, and the rest of the city, he could go home at night and, sleep in his bed. I still have not slept in my bed as 9 weeks out. 80% of my city was underwater. It's totally decimated. So it's a totally different animal. There's no manual. There's nothing to guide you, and you just have to use all the skills that you've accumulated over the years.
Now, people ask you this all the time, how you doing? I want to ask you for real, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Every day is a challenge, and every day I suit up, understanding that there's going to be a new challenge every day. I keep asking my wife, I said, check me out, make sure I'm not going crazy and I don't know about it. And all she tells me is that, you cuss a lot more than you used to. I don't sleep as much as I used to, but I'm going to ride this out. I love this city. I love the people. I can't imagine an America without New Orleans.
Ray Nagin is the mayor of the city of New Orleans. Mayor Nagin, thank you so much for coming into our studios.
Thank you.